From the opening number, Populism, Yeah, Yeah, through to the ending anthem, Hunters of Kentucky, Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson, with its driving emo rock score, entangles the audience as it strangles the truth, challenges your perception of history, and leaves you wanting to dance your way into the rest of America's dark past. As you enter Pritchard Auditorium, signs plaster the doors with warnings of foul words and sexual situations, but in this rare case, the explicit language is vital to the energy and attitude of the play. The director even makes a game of it by offering audience members a bingo card to help you keep track of the words that I cannot mention on air. But the heart of the play is what some say was the greatest president of the 19th century, while others consider him a genocidal renegade who forced American Indians from their lands in violation of a Supreme Court decision. He was also the first president to be impeached. This award-winning musical presents Jackson warts and all and challenges the audience to think for themselves. Andrew Jackson is the rock star of this production. It is a daunting role, deftly played by Tim Jenkins, who is on stage for most of the 90-minute production with no intermissions. Jenkins belts out the blues and sings a poignant dirge, delivers scathing verbal abuse, and then turns a wry phrase with great wit. He brings to the role the verve and charisma it demands. The rest of the ensemble carries water very well. Gus Peters as Martin Van Buren and Jared Barth as John Quincy Adams both have that Laurel and Hardy sense of physical comedy. Victoria Sabas and Kelly Robison walk the tightrope between tragedy and farce. Belle Grober as Jackson's wife steals her scene emotionally, moving from a sweet lament to righteous angst. Like most of the cast, Josh Moore skillfully changes hats to play multiple roles, transforming from cobbler to President Monroe to narrator. The live band on stage made the show, responding respectfully to the actors' leads, giving the show the heart and soul a rock opera deserves. Jake Geiger not only led the band, but added some powerful harmonies and counterpoint to several songs. Now, I could waste airtime highlighting a missed dance step or a pitch issue, but for an opening night, these student players rock the house, never letting a misstep get in the way of the truth or power of this raucous musical history lesson. And I will add that if my high school history class rocked this hard, I would have fallen in love with history sooner. I forgive the way the playwright plays with the facts, because the show does what all good histories must do: help us make sense of our current dilemmas. With Jackson winning the popular vote but losing the election, his efforts to break the power of banks, the financial crisis, a recent impeachment, and the ongoing struggle to do what is right versus what is popular, there are clear implications for our recent political history. While driving home from Eureka College's Brave production, it was hard not to muse on the impact of Jacksonian democracy in central Illinois. We drove past Black Partridge's village, where Ninian Edwards' men massacred innocent women and children in the War of 1812, the war which launched Jackson to the White House. We saw the skyscrapers on the horizon that were built by the banks he tried to dismantle. And we also saw the eternal stars that still shed light on the foibles of the famous. Performances of Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson continue through Saturday in the Pritchard Auditorium at Eureka College. More information is available at 309-467-6363.